بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله تبارك وتعالى في هذه القرآن المجيد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. الله تبارك وتعالى states: O believers, enter into Islam in submission completely and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. Surely he is your open enemy. This verse commands us to enter into complete Islam. By adopting any other path, we will be following in the path of Shaitan. Islam refers to a complete system of life which has been mentioned in the Quran al-Majid and Sunnah. This includes aqaid, which are our beliefs, ibadat, formal acts of worship, mu'amalat, dealings, mu'asharat, social etiquette, and akhlaq, our character. When all of these are found within a person, his Islam will then be complete. From the Quran al-Majid and Ahadith al-Mubarakah, we learn that the most valuable treasure is Iman, and the greatest calamity is Kufr, meaning disbelief. Everlasting success is the result of Iman, while everlasting loss is the consequence of Kufr, or disbelief. Righteous deeds are only acceptable to Allah Ta'ala if Iman is present. Without correct beliefs, righteous deeds are not accepted for reward in the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala states, whoever practices righteous deeds, be it male or female, while he or she is a believer, verily they will enter Jannah. The first question posed to a person in the grave will be regarding his beliefs. As far as those whose beliefs are incorrect, that is the disbelievers, their righteous deeds will not be acceptable in the court of Allah Ta'ala in the hereafter. Aqaid or beliefs are like roots, and actions are like the branches. Just as branches grow because of the roots, similarly beliefs are the source of actions. Thus, the greatest and most imperative obligation on man is to correct his beliefs and to cleanse himself of all wrong ideologies. He must adorn himself with good actions and try to earn Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, which is in fact the prime object of coming into this world. One has to understand what the beliefs of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are. Their beliefs are those which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and all of them remain steadfast on these beliefs without any difference. Later on, people introduced new beliefs and divided into many factions and groups. Nevertheless, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah remained staunch on the beliefs of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and did not devise their own belief structure. These are the same beliefs found in the Quran al-Majid and Ahadith al-Mubarakah. These beliefs are, and we list them. Number one, the belief in Allah Ta'ala. This entails believing in the existence of Allah Ta'ala, as well as Allah Ta'ala being unique in His dhat, in His being, in His sifat, in His qualities, and His af'al, His actions. He, Allah Ta'ala, has no partner. Allah Ta'ala is the creator, sustainer, and nourisher of everything. Only Allah Ta'ala is worthy of worship. To worship anyone beside Him is severe rebellion, which is referred to as shirk. Nothing happens without the will of Allah Ta'ala. Not a single leaf can move without His will. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. No atom or speck in the universe is concealed from His knowledge. Allah Ta'ala is free from the qualities of the creation. He, Allah Ta'ala, possesses all the qualities of perfection, and Allah Ta'ala is pure and free from all faults and deficiencies. Belief in the angels. Allah Ta'ala has created a certain creation from light. They are concealed from our gazes, and they are known as angels. We have not been informed whether they are masculine nor feminine. They neither eat nor drink, and they are free from the need to urinate and defecate. They have been entrusted with many duties. They never do any action contrary to the command of Allah Ta'ala, and they are constantly in the worship of Allah Ta'ala in different forms, and they are never weary of worship. Number three, belief in the divine books. Allah Ta'ala had sent many divine scriptures and booklets from the heavens via Jibreel alayhi salam to the messengers, so that they can convey to their people the divine command. Four of these books are famous. The Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, the Zabur was revealed to Dawood alayhi salam, and the Injil was revealed to Isa alayhi salam. All these scriptures were revealed for a specified time. The Quran al-Majid was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran al-Majid bears testimony that these books were the true revelations of Allah Ta'ala, and that they were changed by people. It is necessary to believe in the truthfulness of all the divine books in their original form and not in the altered form in which they are presently in. The Quran al-Majid is the final scripture. It has cancelled and abrogated all other divine books. No new scripture will be revealed. It is the best of all heavenly scriptures and a miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rulings of the Quran al-Majid will remain until Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala has promised to preserve the Quran al-Majid, which entails its words and its meanings. No additions, subtractions, or changes can appear in it. Belief in the messengers of Allah Ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam are the pure and chaste servants of Allah Ta'ala, who were sent by Allah Ta'ala to guide His servants, so that the creation be brought closer to Allah Ta'ala and onto the straight path, and that they be saved from deviation. They were human beings and possessed all human propensities and qualities. They possessed the greatest knowledge in their times and amongst their people. They were sinless. The final and most honorable of all messengers was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger to all men and jinn till the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is general and for the entire universe. After his coming, all other divinely revealed religions and missions of the past messengers are abrogated and cancelled. It is obligatory to act in accordance with the Sharia, the code of law of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salvation in the hereafter is based on accepting the Risalat or messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Belief in the last day. A time will come when the whole world will be destroyed, and this time is called Qiyamah. Number 6, belief in Taqdeer or predestination. Belief in Qadr means to believe that whatever happened, happens, or will happen, good or bad, is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala and happens by His command and will. Belief in the hereafter. This means that one must believe in the life of the grave, reckoning on the day of judgment, and then entering into Jannah or Jahannam. Besides these beliefs, one must possess love and have good thoughts regarding every one of the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To think or talk evil of them is open transgression of the law of the Qur'an and Majid. There is a fear of kufr regarding such a person. Mocking any part of Islam, denying the ruyat of deen, meaning those aspects of deen which are known generally by all Muslims, and having doubt in the basic beliefs of Islam, renders a person out of the fold of Islam. It is of utmost importance that a person learns and corrects his beliefs. He should consult the ulama and study authentic literature on the subject. May Allah Ta'ala let us live with iman, die with iman, and be resurrected with iman.